The screen darkens and the noise of the projector goes on, as if the images were still there. People do not speak at first because they do not know what it would be to speak. They do not speak because they are listening to the machine surrender its last useless rotations. The operator kills the light, and with the same small movement he calls the room back to itself. The call is secular, and yet something like a benediction hangs in the air that no one would think to name. Coins are persuasive in such moments precisely because they do not aspire to beauty. They clink and they have weight, and afterwards one carries the absence of them as a pocket unexpectedly light. The lightness is a sign and not a proof. The film has made itself a passing presence and has departed. It has left behind something that will not announce itself and will nevertheless act. In the end, the work has the innocence of an object that knows it is not enough. The honesty is severe because it refuses to be made into a miracle. It asks nothing for itself. It asks only for that which will go beyond it toward those who will never think of the audience that sat and watched. It is right that there should be no memory in the places where help arrives of the rooms where the help was raised. It is right that the film should be forgotten by those who do not need it. For those who watched, forgetting is never complete. A name returns, a corridor under harsh lights returns, a hand that lay on a sheet, neither extended nor clenched, returns. These do not call for tears, they call for the care that can neither boast nor despair, the only care we are equal to when we have looked and found no comfort.